We all know folks who are not very fond of Christmas, and some folks downright dread it, right? There are lots of reasons for this, of course. It could be religious objections, understood, but more often it's personal. For some reason, this season holds painful memories of family dysfunction, conflict, even abuse. For some, it's a terrible reminder of love lost, through death or otherwise. One of my favorite Christmas songs that happened to come on the playlist just today, as a matter of fact, is that famous song by the incredible Joni Mitchell called River. Many of us know it. Shanta might even play a few bars for us to remind us of the tune. It's not exactly a merry song, right? It's about how Joni wishes she could skate away on a frozen river. She's sad because she has lost her love. It's one of the achingly melancholy songs that pulls on all of our heartstrings. And those of us that love it because it's so real. Loss is especially hard at Christmas. And there are many bluesy and melancholy songs that have been written and hit the charts at Christmas time. And some of us like those songs, and some of us not so much. Okay, let's take a little poll. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. Who prefers the merry and bright, joyful Christmas songs the most? Fair enough. Don't worry, we're singing those. And who likes the bluesy, melancholy ones a little more? Yeah, there's some of us. But we're outnumbered, I notice. Especially in the choir, it seems. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. We made them sing some melancholy ones anyway this year, didn't we? And you did so great. Who likes them all? Yeah, that's really me too. I like both kinds. Christmas hits each of us a little differently. And there's always personal history, circumstances, and memories involved. And even those of us who really love Christmas, with all of its hope and peace and joy and love, can get overwhelmed by all the expectations that come with the holiday season. The decorating, the shopping, the cooking, the hosting, the going to parties, the concerts. All the musicians in this room are absolutely exhausted. Tell me I'm wrong. Right? It's so busy. The hopes and fears of all of our loved ones, our friends, combined with our own high expectations, sometimes leaving us feeling exhausted, maybe even kind of hollowed out. Not to speak of the diminished daylight and sense of global despair that shadows us these days. But if we feel overwhelmed and tired, let's try to remember that Christmas doesn't depend on how great our home looks, or how good the dinner is, or how great the presents are. God comes among us anyway, because we are beloved. Every one of us are beloved. The music helps us to remember the point of the holiday and the power of our story. The source of life comes to us, all of us. The stinky, lowly shepherds and the fancy, wise ones, and all of us in between. The source of life comes to us to heal us and feed us and release us, to bring us into harmony with the whole cosmos. And we tell the story every year because we need to hear it again and again, how God draws near to us in this profound act of self-giving love. This is the love that gave birth to the universe and is embedded in the earth. This is the love that would stop at nothing to draw us back into vulnerable, passionate intimacy. Starting with a courageous couple and a few simple shepherds, universal love comes to us in person. And no matter how tired and flawed we are, love is born in our midst. As we repeat the beloved narrative of that birth in Bethlehem and struggle to connect with its familiar warmth with our time from British Columbia to Palestine, let's remember that love is our source. As we heard the choir sing, "This child shall be Emmanuel, not God upon the throne, but God with us, Emmanuel, as close as blood and bone." So indeed, let us, O Lord, not only hold the child who's born today, but charged with faith, may we be bold to follow in his way.